This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Today, a research project from Google called Magenta is being introduced to the world. Its goal? To see whether artificial intelligence can really be creative. Forms of AI are already good at many things, from identifying images to simple problem solving and impressive data analysis. But can they actually create music, for instance? The other day, I sat down with Doug Eck, research scientist at Magenta, to learn more. We started by talking about one of the most important elements of great music made by humans: surprise.
For example, starting with a very fixed form, like Bach would have done, and then changing direction. That's a kind of like well-used form of surprise, and I think you can model that, and listeners love it. It's like, oh, I got it. This is great. It's getting boring. Oh, he went in this direction. And another kind of surprise that you can, I think, model came later in music, when instead of starting with some fixed form and then changing direction, you start with a vague form and gradually clarify it, like Brahms does, or a lot of hip-hop artists will do this, starting with like some conflicting meter. You're not sure, where's the downbeat? And then in some way that really tricks you, you're pulled into the music in a way that you weren't previously expecting.
Can you describe a song that the computers have come up with, or have they made any songs yet?
We actually have a demo that we'll put online with what's called a recurrent neural network. So you play in a phrase, and
sure,
it just kind of tries to noodle along and carry on with the music, right?
Really?
Yeah. Now, it's noodly. Like, it's noodly, and I don't mean...
It's like that member of the band that you're like, really?
Yeah, would you really
Do
just
you
shut
have
it down?
To, can you make it simple?
All machine learning generated music that I know of, and I've looked at this for a long time, like,
yeah,
sort of suffers from this big problem that we don't understand how to get this long structure in, like big chord changes. You know, the storytelling is missing.
Interesting. The narrative arc
absolutely
is missing.
And I'd make fun of Phish right now, but one of my colleagues is just such a Phish fan, he'd kill me, right? You know, it's like just one big noodly, you know, formless
yeah
mess, right?
Yeah. That's really interesting. Why do you think that is?
That's everywhere. If you look at machine generated text, it's lacking plot. This long time scale structure amounts to having memory and planning in place. And the idea that you're actually, you know, you've got a great understanding of the form, you can remember what's important, you can carry that forward, you can manipulate the right things, is the core of what makes any kind of temporal art hard.
Do you think a machine could make music that a human couldn't make?
Oh, absolutely. And I think what's even more interesting is that the machines can kind of become an extension of humans, allowing, you know, in the end, it's the artists that are driving. It's the musicians that are driving. In some sense, this could be like your co-pilot as you're creating things live, or you as a composer are starting to rely on being able to bounce ideas off of this much more complicated drum machine.
Doug Eck, he is research scientist working on Google's Magenta project. Doug, thanks for talking to me.
Hey, thanks again.